Hello, very cool people who are listening. I am Teresa at Simpleful, and I have a YouTube channel called Simpleful, and that's basically devoted to living on one income. I'm a stay-at-home mom with kids, and life is crazy, especially when you're living on one income. I mean, it's hard to make ends meet sometimes. And so I've created my YouTube channel to kind of share the things that I've learned in my journey, on our journey of living on one income and just living a simple life. Again, Simpleful is all about living a life that's full and that's happy, that's content and peaceful when, you know, you might not have a whole lot of income. And my family follows the Dave Ramsey plan, and we're following his Baby Step financial program. And so if you are familiar with that, you probably know, will see in some of my YouTube videos that I talk a lot about Dave Ramsey. And so if you're just finding me for the first time here on this on Anchor, just welcome. I'd really be really honored if you could go over and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just check it out. Just check it out first, obviously, and see if what you like. I really like minimalism. I really like simple living. I really like being content with what you have and being content with today. And I think when we are dreaming about the future and trying to get to another place in our life or reach a goal that we may have or a dream, it's very good to kind of look at reality and work with what you have today and learn to, you know, see what you can do with whatever energy you have left at the end of your busy day to kind of move forward towards attaining those goals and those dreams that you have, to fulfill those dreams that you have. It's great. So again, so welcome. Today I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the kind of the role of a stay-at-home parent, stay-at-home moms. I mean, if you find like yourself, like me, myself, I have two kids at home and life is crazy. But at the same time, I see what a value that I'm giving to my family staying at home. The idea that I can really influence my children's lives by being that positive role model, by being that person that they can look to learn, you know, how does mom handle a stressful situation? How does mom, you know, treat people? How does she treat the environment? How does she treat animals? You know, how does she live her life? I think we all learn in those early years a lot of really important lessons. And so I kind of wanted to encourage other stay-at-home moms, other stay-at-home parents, if you find yourself in the role that I am in, that we are very valuable. We're very valuable to society. We're very valuable to our children's lives, which will ultimately be the next generation. And we can help form them into incredible human beings. So that's again kind of just a little little snapshot of what I'm really passionate about. I really like to talk about kind of the hardwiring of kind of the hardware, so to speak, of the daily grind of living as a parent as well. I mean, how do you handle it when you're at the grocery store and you only got $20 and you're like, how am I going to feed my family? You know, I'm going to give you guys tips on what to do. I really embrace minimalism. And so I'm going to kind of, maybe you're interested in minimalism. It's kind of a trend now. And I kind of embraced it right as it was kind of, kind of gaining some popularity. And so I can talk to you about my experience and how I became minimalist and kind of take the small or the beginning steps towards creating a more minimalist lifestyle. I'll be talking about that a lot. So again, welcome, come in, join, follow my station and you know, contact me, contact me on either this platform or YouTube, on my YouTube platform, and let me know what you are passionate about in the area of simple living. So guys, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Hey guys! So on my YouTube channel, I talk a lot about how a family on one income can save money. A lot of times we're stretching our dollars to make it work. And today I wanted to bring just a few very broad but very focused ideals that we have, that I have, that I found that are very helpful and very helpful for my family to save money. And basically, the first mindset is that we pay cash for everything. What does that mean? Basically, and you know, a lot of times in our culture, we just take out our plastic credit card and we just swipe. And we're wondering, well, someday I'll be able to pay that bill off, but for right now, I need this, you know, I need this cup of coffee, I need this pen, I need this sweater, whatever it may be. I need it now, and so I will pay for it, and I have the rest of my life to pay for it. And that's kind of a credit culture. My channel, I'm a follower of Dave Ramsey, and he advocates always using cash. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be hard cash. You could use a plastic credit card, technically, or you could use, you know, a plastic debit card, something that, you know, you're withdrawing money from your bank for a purchase. But really, the idea is to have a different mindset with money. The mindset of, do I have money today? What do I need that money that I have right now? What do I need that for? What are my needs? And what I found is it's very helpful to kind of review and remind myself that the money that I have right now, I am spending on the basic necessities of life. And so the basic necessities, that's going to be my food and shelter, clothing, housing. So Dave Ramsey talks about, that's what a lot of other budgeters will tell you. Get those basics paid for first. And then afterwards, we can start thinking about, you know, what money's left over after we've paid for all of those expenses. You know, you might have $50 left over, you might have $1,000 left over, but that's very crucial information to know to help you save money. And then going, you know, your day-to-day life, say if you're going to grab a cup of coffee and you know, well, I have an extra $1,000 this month that I'm not using, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee and I'm going to do it the next day and the next day and the next day. And so that cup of coffee, say if it's $3.25, you know, times that by about an average of 30 days in a month, you know, then you're going to have a total of how much you're going to spend in a month on coffee. And kind of go through and look at those habits of what you're spending money on and whether or not you want to maybe change a habit and or at least start thinking about changing the habit and kind of, you know, nudging yourself in the direction where you're saving more money. But basically having that mindset of I'm going to pay for the things that I need first. And then if I have anything left over, then I can use that, work within that boundary of, for in this instance, we were using the boundary of like $1,000 of extra money. And, you know, say if you were to skip, maybe I know friends who bring their coffee from home and it's cost them probably about, you know, maybe about $20 a month buying their coffee. And then of course, obviously the electricity to brew it at home. I mean, it's not much. And so they're able to save about, you know, if you can do the math in this analogy, again, we're using $1,000 minus 30, you know, you're able to save $970 potentially just in that setting. Now, of course, there's going to be other things, other categories, but budget yourself, give yourself give yourself a boundary and work within that boundary and then begin to really enjoy what you've decided to spend that money on. I think I found that having this budgeting outlook really helps me to enjoy these things that I have in my life that I've decided that I want to pay money for. Like, for instance, if I want to go out and have a cup of coffee every day, I really begin to be very grateful, a little bit more grateful, and enjoy that coffee. It's such a simple purchase. It's such a simple enjoyment, simple pleasure. But it because I'm being responsible, it makes it so much more enjoyable, I find. So yeah, that's one of the biggest, really the biggest overarching thought process to have when you're going about saving money. And there's many more, and I'll probably come back. Hey guys! So on my YouTube channel, I talk a lot about how a family on one income can save money. A lot of times we're stretching our dollars to make it work. And today I wanted to bring just a few very broad but very focused ideals that we have, that I have, that I found that are very helpful and very helpful for my family to save money. And basically, the first mindset is that we pay cash for everything. What does that mean? Basically, and you know, a lot of times in our culture, we just take out our plastic credit card and we just swipe. And we're wondering, well, someday I'll be able to pay that bill off. But for right now, I need this, you know, I need this cup of coffee. I need this pen. I need this sweater, whatever it may be. I need it now. And so I will pay for it. And I have the rest of my life to pay for it. And that's kind of a credit culture. My channel, I'm a follower of Dave Ramsey, and he advocates always using cash. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be hard cash. You could use a plastic credit card, technically, or you could use, you know, a plastic debit card, something that, you know, you're withdrawing money from your bank for a purchase. But really, the idea is to have a different mindset with money. The mindset of, do I have money today? What do I need that money that I have right now? What do I need that for? What are my needs? And what I found is it's very helpful to kind of review and remind myself that the money that I have right now, I am spending on the basic necessities of life. And so the basic necessities, that's going to be my food and shelter, clothing, housing. So Dave Ramsey talks about, that's what a lot of other budgeters will tell you. Get those basics paid for first. And then afterwards, we can start thinking about, you know, what money's left over after we've paid for all of those expenses. You know, you might have $50 left over. You might have $1,000 left over, but that's very crucial information to know to help you save money. And then going, you know, your day-to-day life, say if you're going to grab a cup of coffee and you know, well, I have an extra $1,000 this month that I'm not using. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee and I'm going to do it the next day and the next day and the next day. And so that cup of coffee, say if it's $3.25, you know, times that by about an average of 30 days in a month, you know, then you're going to have a total of how much you're going to spend in a month on coffee. And kind of go through and look at those habits of what you're spending money on, and whether or not you want to maybe change a habit, and or at least start thinking about changing the habit and kind of, you know, nudging yourself in the direction where you're saving more money. But basically having that mindset of, I'm going to pay for the things that I need first. And then if I have anything left over, then I can use that, work within that boundary of, for in this instance, we were using the boundary of like $1,000 of extra money. And, you know, say if you were to skip, maybe I know friends who bring their coffee from home and it's cost them probably about, you know, maybe about $20 a month buying their coffee. And then of course, obviously the electricity to brew it at home. I mean, it's not much. And so they're able to save about, you know, if you can do the math in this analogy, again, we're using the $1,000 minus 30, you know, you're able to save $970 potentially just in that setting. Now, of course, there's going to be other things, other categories, but budget yourself, give yourself give yourself a boundary and work within that boundary, and then begin to really enjoy what you've decided to spend that money on. I think I found that having this budgeting outlook really helps me to enjoy these things that I have in my life that I've decided that I want to pay money for. For like, for instance, if I want to go out and have a cup of coffee every day, I really begin to be very grateful, a little bit more grateful, and enjoy that coffee. It's such a simple purchase. It's such a simple enjoyment, simple pleasure. But it because I'm being responsible, it makes it so much more enjoyable, I find. So yeah, that's one of the biggest, really the biggest overarching thought process to have when you're going about saving money. And there's many more, and I'll probably come back.